Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen on 1320 WILS. As the temperature begins to drop, many of us turn the heat up and stay cozy and warm at home. But some in Michigan just can't afford to do that, and this year may be facing some dire circumstances. To talk about why and what can be done to help them, I'm joined by Sharon Thoreau. She's the co-chair of the Coalition to Keep Michigan Warm and the Energy Program Director at the Michigan Community Action Agency Association. Welcome to the program, Sharon.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to participate.
Well, I want to start with this court decision regarding the low-income energy assistance program. Apparently, the decision was to halt funding to the program. I know it involves federal and state funding and helps low-income families keep their heat on through the winter. Can you explain what was behind that decision?
Yes, the Low-Income Energy Efficiency Fund has been available since 2002 through July of this year, 2011, and the funding did provide over about $80 million a year that was available to help with bill payment assistance, as well as there was a portion of the monies that were used to help low-income customers weatherize their home and also provide them with energy education. So it was a very useful fund that assisted about 130,000 customers throughout Michigan with these services. And in July, the court ruled that this fund should be eliminated.
No pun intended, but that sounds like a pretty cold-hearted decision. What was the justification for that ruling?
Well, it was basically found that it was not something that the Michigan Public Service Commission could do. It was a surcharge on everyone's utility bill, and it was found that it was not something that they could do. So we're hopeful that the legislature may take a look at this and do something yet this month or right after the Thanksgiving holiday.
So it's $80 million. Some of it's federal and some state funding. Is that right?
Actually, there federal funds were what we call LIHEAP funds, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program funds. Those are projected to be reduced by anywhere from 25 to 50%. The Congress has recommended a 25% cut, which would be $60 million loss to Michigan. And the President Obama's recommendation was a 50% cut, which would be $120 million loss. So with the federal LIHEAP funds, that over 600,000 households statewide were served annually, and they received assistance through the home heating credit and also through the state emergency relief funds. And not only do they provide bill payment assistance, but they also provide weatherization. And we think that it's very important that not only is there bill payment assistance, but weatherization and education, so we get at the solution.
Well, I mean, a long-term strategy certainly is a good one, but I mean, I guess the immediate concern is families that will not be able to heat their homes. Is that a real danger, or is the funding there and are the programs there to make sure that at least that does not happen?
Well, we're hoping, you know, that there will be not as great a reduction in the federal LIHEAP funds, and we're hoping that on the short term the legislature will take some action to restore some of those state LIHEAP funds this winter to be able to provide some bill payment assistance.
I'm talking to Sharon Thoreau. She's the co-chair of the Coalition to Keep Michigan Warm and the Energy Program Director at the Michigan Community Action Agency Association. So what is it that state lawmakers are likely to do? I mean, at this point, we've seen a lot of cuts to the budget. There certainly doesn't appear to be any desire to increase spending of any kind. Do you really expect lawmakers to, in fact, spend more money on this program?
Well, the LIHEAP funds, actually the Michigan Public Service Commission, did indicate that the utility companies could put those funds still in escrow, and so they have been collecting those to this point. So we're hopeful that there will be some restoration of that to get us through this winter season, and that they can at least restore those funds to some extent and provide at least some support to get us through this winter season. In the long term, Senator Coswell has had a work group that is looking at long-term solutions, and hopefully within the spring there will be some resolution and recommendations that will be coming forward. I think it's indicated in April that will look at those long-term solutions to help look at the most vulnerable customers and help that there will be some weatherization and education that will get at the root of the problem and help customers in the long term.
From what you're describing, though, we're not going to really see any Michigan families having their heat shut off this winter because they can't afford to pay the bill. Is that right?
Well, we certainly hope not. That wouldn't occur with seniors, but there will be a need for those customers. If they're on the winter protection plan, they'll need to make that minimum payment for that bill, that arrangement that they have. So they do become vulnerable and would need to seek agency assistance to help them make sure that they can pay that minimum amount if they run into trouble.
And what is the tip? Go ahead.
And if they, you know, if they do run into that problem, they should contact their utility company, let them know that they're running into that problem, and they can link up to various agencies and get the service that they might need.
Are there actual situations, though, where a customer contacts the utility in the middle of the winter, says, you know, I cannot afford this bill for one reason or another, and the utility will shut the power off anyway, or is that essentially guaranteed not to ever happen?
Well, I think that they are still responsible for that budget amount that they have established. Unless they are a senior, they wouldn't be turned off. And that's why it's very important for customers to make sure that they link up to those services that might be available to them to help them if they get into that situation. And it's important to, you know, call early. Make sure that they call their utility company, call a service agency, the Community Action Agency, or another agency that might have those services available before they get into that shutoff situation.
And in the long term, this court decision, where is this likely to go at this point? Do you expect the low-income energy assistance program, the funding to be reestablished at some point?
It has. There has been an appeal to the Supreme Court to take a look at this. That will take some time to determine if they will look at that to restore it. But we're looking to the legislature in hopes that they can do the short term resolution to get more monies available this winter season.
Otherwise, then the customers would then need to pay more from their own pocket. Is that essentially what they'd be facing?
They would, exactly. And I know there is some regulatory response that the state is looking at to try to come up with some resolution. There's private funding opportunities through our community action agencies and other agencies that assist customers to try to fill some of that gap that may be there if there's no action that's taken.
Well, the clock is certainly ticking down as it's already getting quite cold. Sharon Thoreau, the co-chair of the Coalition to Keep Michigan Warm and the Energy Program Director at the Michigan Community Action Agency Association. Sharon, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the opportunity.